Joining the conversation this morning, coach and GM of the Trenton Golden Hawks, Derek Smith. Good morning, Derek.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining Miriam and I.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Congratulations. Big championship victory earlier this week, and now you're on to the Centennial Cup in Calgary. You'll be leaving Mixed Nation on Tuesday morning out of Toronto. Wow, what an exciting time for the Golden Hawks.
Yeah, it's been quite the season, obviously, with our regular season, leading the league and winning the Brand Snow Trophy for Memorial. Most points in the season, getting home ice, going through the playoffs. This was our third year in a row making it to the Buck and Cup Finals. And I know there was a lot of people, the fans that stuck with us, and to see us do it and finally get over the hump, it's pretty special.
Yeah, pretty special year. And now you're on to the Centennial Cup. And Derek, I was reading about the Centennial Cup this morning. It's apparently the hardest trophy to win in Canadian hockey. There's a lot of teams, 118 Tier 2 hockey teams in Canada, and you're going to be right in the thick of things next week in Calgary. Is it as tough as the press release I'm reading says?
I think any trophy in sports is hard to win. Obviously, with this many teams scattered throughout the country, it's going to be really hard, but we're excited for the challenge. Obviously, we've had a lot of adversity, like most winning teams do throughout the season, with injuries and sickness, and just the grind of, you know, being at the rink for nine months in a row with teenage boys that have a lot going on in their life. You know, they got their school, they got their friend group, their families, and their activities that they enjoy outside of hockey that sometimes can get in the way, but they're all in this for the right reasons. They all wanted to just spend as much time together and get better and enjoy the ride. And for us to be able to have the opportunity to fly out to Calgary on Tuesday to compete for a national title is pretty special.
Yes, and I understand that before you leave off to Calgary, there might be a big send-off for you guys. Is that true? Can you tell us something, anything about it?
I think it's still a work in progress. We're working on, with Tracy Legault-Davis, our business operations leader. She's been awesome in the community, a big part of our team, and she's always working behind the scenes to make sure that you know, it's fun for the players, but also we keep the community involved. And it's going to be at some point this week. I'm just not sure on the finer details yet.
Beside the work on the ice, really, it's the folks off the ice, too, that make the Trenton Golden Hawks such a model franchise. I was looking at all the assistant coaches, the people on your website today that really drive that hockey team. It takes a pretty good off-ice team to make it all work, too, Coach.
Yeah, we're very fortunate with ownership, Sean Hicks, you know, hiring people that want to make a difference and want to give back to the community and also want to give the players on the team a healthy place to grow up. Tracy, like I mentioned earlier, does a great job, and Todd Reed, Rob Ridgely, Don Cotton, Tyler Longo, Randy Rowe, a couple former Belleville Bulls that were champions, I think, in 99. And without their leadership and their commitment to the organization, you know, our players wouldn't be in as good of a situation to be able to succeed on the ice.
Our guest is Coach GM of the Trenton Golden Hawks. They're on their way to Calgary next week, on Tuesday. They're leaving for the Centennial Cup. Derek, I'm sure you were glued to the TV last night, being a former Ottawa Senators alumni. A little disappointed to see them lose to the Leafs?
That's a tough one. Obviously, we had a lot of success when I was in Ottawa's organization. We won the Calder Cup in 2011, and those were pretty special memories. But always cheering for the B-Sens in town here. But it's also, as a Leaf fan growing up, it's also nice to see them get over the hump again, and hopefully they can keep rolling here in playoffs. It's going to be tough against Florida, but this team seems to be built a little differently. So we're excited to see how it goes.
Good stuff. Well, I know you're busy. You got two young kids under the age of five. Kaylee and yourself are busy. How do you keep time management the focus? Or does Kaylee do most of your time management?
I think everything's a shared partnership. She's pretty busy. She's part owner of Kita Bissell downtown, which takes up a lot of her time. And with the hockey and the kids, it's a very hectic time, but it's everybody says it flies by, but it's going by so fast. So we're just trying to enjoy every day.
Hmm. Well, enjoy the trip to Calgary. I know as a hockey guy and a player one time, playing on the road sometimes in a big tournament like this is going to be pretty exciting. And all those players and management, but particularly the players, will never forget this opportunity or experience. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's their journey, and they've had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, no matter what happens, we only got 3 weeks left of the season, so we're going to try to make the most of it.
All right. We just checked the forecast for Tuesday in Calgary when you touched down. 40 centimeters of snow, Derek.
Perfect, yep.
No, we're kidding.
It'll be warm the next day.
Anything else you can tell us this morning? What's the one thing that makes Derek, feel great about being a coach at junior hockey level?
It's just rewarding to see the growth and the smiles on the players' faces. Yeah. It's you know, as a former player, it's nice to give back to the game, but see the success that the players have is pretty special.
Thank you, Derek. We appreciate that. Hopefully one day next week we can touch base with you in Calgary and get a feel for what's going on there. All right?
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All the best.
Derek Smith, GM, coach, Trenton Golden Hawks on their way to the Centennial Cup. They leave Tuesday, and the tournament starts next week in Calgary.